This year as last, we here at Vatican Radio have asked church leaders and leaders of Christian charitable organizations to help us and our listeners to get into the spirit of the Christmas season by contributing a message in which they share their best wishes and reflect on how the mystery of the Nativity informs our action throughout the year. Our first message this season comes from the Archbishop of Galveston, Houston in the United States, Cardinal Daniel Nicholas DiNardo.
As we near the end of Advent, the Church, each year in the liturgy, gives us passages from the Gospel of St. Luke. St. Luke already tells us in his Gospel that he was not an eyewitness, but rather one who listened carefully, did diligent research, paid attention to eyewitnesses, and then presented to us an orderly account. Why did he do this? So that we could have a persuasiveness, an assurance about what it is that we hear and so encounter the Lord Jesus, the Savior of the world. One of the most beautiful aspects of St. Luke's first two chapters is his presentation of the Virgin Mary. In fact, whether St. Luke or not was a painter, as he is sometimes called in tradition, he has the most beautiful painting in words of the Virgin Mary. We notice her at the Annunciation, where the angel Gabriel speaks to her an incredible message, and she responds, "I am the handmaid of the Lord." She immediately goes to visit her cousin Elizabeth, and it is there that she utters the beautiful Magnificat, "My soul magnifies the Lord." No sour feelings in the Virgin Mary, no sense of being misunderstood. Instead, with a helping hand to her kinswoman Elizabeth, and with praise in her heart, she celebrates the Lord in his mightiness. The Lord who overturns the proud, the Lord who is constantly surprising us with his mercy and his consolation. The Virgin Mary, of course, is there at the Nativity. She is there at the presentation in the temple. In all of this, St. Luke says, she pondered all these things in her heart. With the Blessed Virgin Mary, and with the words of St. Luke that recount her pondering, her listening, her obedience to the will of God, may we do the same in our final days of preparation in Advent, and thus may we come to Christmas, and may we celebrate that feast, magnifying the Lord.